monster truck ace Tony Dixon and record-breaking stunt driver Terry Grant are teaming up.
I thought I said when I say now.
They're risking life, limb, and their hard-earned reputations to perform death-defying new stunts to their dedicated fans. They'll push the boundaries, aiming for high-octane greatness, all in the name of Monster Truck Mayhem. Tony Dixon is Britain's monster truck champion. The engineering expert is realising his childhood dream. Earning a living performing for the crowds with his 5-ton, 1,500-horsepower custom-built ride, Swamp Thing.
Could go right, could go wrong. There's only one way to find out.
That is why he's the world's number one stunt driver.
International stunt driver Terry Grant holds 17 Guinness World Records for extreme driving and has lived to tell the tale.
Oh, come on, get it back over, we're going again.
He's motor racing royalty and travels the world performing to thousands of fans. Now Tony and Terry have teamed up to create new material. It'll take extreme engineering, a lot of nerve and precision timing. Things won't always go to plan as they put their lives on the line to achieve the incredible.
Mate, you nearly flattened me. My goodness.
I don't know where you are.
The next live show is 5 days away. At Swamp Thing's workshop in Wiltshire, Tony and Terry are working on a unique new stunt that's riddled with danger for both drivers.
I can drive through a caravan in a car.
I can jump over the caravan.
What about as you're jumping over the caravan, I jump through the caravan? That'd be cool. Can we do it, do you think?
Of course we can do it.
Terry has jumped through caravans in the past, but never with 5 tons of monster truck flying overhead. The hazardous new take on the stunt is playing on both men's minds.
Worst case scenario, I don't like to say it, but this monster truck weighs 5.5 tons, and if any reason it lands on anything, it does a lot of damage and it'll be a lot of mess.
Fingers crossed that won't happen. I've got a little bit of faith in him. What I'll probably do is not wind him up on the day and take the mickey like I normally do.
With such high stakes, planning is key.
OK, so there's a caravan. That's the audience there, and you've got a concrete wall. I presume you've still got to jump.
I always have to jump away from a crowd. I can't jump towards a crowd. Just it takes a lot to stop a monster truck.
Well, so. I've seen you drive, so it makes perfect sense.
The problem I got is normally I'd use a car for a takeoff.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you need a kicker to get to
clear the caravan, but problem with the car is they always crash and I'm going to get a different result each time.
To avoid disaster, precision timing is everything.
Yes, I've driven through caravans before. Yes, Tony's jumped over caravans, but to do the two together, the biggest thing is timing. If we get the timing right for this, it's going to look spectacular.
You have to have trust in the other guy that he's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. No clowning about. We have ribs each other's and that, but he knows when it's showtime and when we're doing this for real, it's game on.
On the day, the biggest threat to Terry won't be crashing through the caravan, but having Swamp Thing land on top of it. So Tony and his new apprentice, Scott Gray, are hard at work preparing Terry's car for the worst.
It's like you've got a real big fish mouth on that. I don't think you're anywhere near that big.
Scott's been helping me with the monster truck for a while, but now he's coming full time, so he has to learn everything.
Tony and Scott are hoping this roll cage will protect Terry from being crushed by Swamp Thing. There's no room for error, so every bar is checked and double-checked before being welded into place.
If he gets hit,